respects human rights and respects freedom.
We must not tolerate this. Can we stop it?
Freedom House cannot be silent today.
And those who are suffering.
Justice and freedom. We can send that message. We will continue to fight with you.
The Chinese government to end its campaign against the Falun Gong.
Torture and murder of the peaceful Falun Gong practitioners in China.
To do everything that we possibly can.
At least 200 people have been killed in prison.
To end this persecution of Falun Gong.
And we will stand with you, shoulder to shoulder.
Please help me welcome Congressman Chris Smith.
Thank you very much, Nina, and I have to tell you, this is a truly impressive sight to see so many people rallying around the persecuted Falun Gong. The Chinese government needs to stand up and take notice that you and we will not go away. We will demand justice, freedom, liberty for everyone in China to practice their beliefs, to exercise that internationally recognized human right, the freedom of conscience, and the freedom to express oneself however one might want to. And the Falun Gong certainly is a peaceful, non-threatening group of people. And it's amazing that the Chinese dictatorship is so insecure that it not only cracks down, it tortures and persecutes. Last year, the Country Reports on Human Rights Practices estimated that at least 100 Falun Gong practitioners were tortured to death. I wish the IOC, when it was giving the Olympics 2008, had taken that into account. Again, I want to just let you know, I'm a Roman Catholic. We have people of various faiths and conscience who believe adamantly and strongly that the Falun Gong have every right to practice and to exercise their spiritual beliefs as you see fit. And we will stand with you, shoulder to shoulder, Democrats, Republicans, conservatives, moderates, and liberals, until that day arrives when everyone in China can practice as he or she would like to. Congratulations. We will continue this struggle. It is a great human rights cause.